In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, today's Daily Ticker presented by Pelican Brewing Company. The return of warmer weather. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. What a shocker in the NBA yesterday. The Denver Nuggets won an NBA championship 2 years ago, and yesterday they fired their head coach and general manager. Talked a lot about it in the first hour of our show because it happened when we were off the air yesterday. And let's go to Denver now with our good friend Josh Dover at Joshua Dover on Twitter. You go give him a follow. He is a host out there at 104.3 The Fan, denversports.com. Josh, good morning to you, man. The reaction from you, the reaction from the city. Did anybody see this coming completely out of left field? How's everybody feeling in Denver?
Well, we got a night to sleep on it, but it's still a lot of shock, as you guys have mentioned there. The Calvin Booth stuff, it was expected. I thought really about halfway through the season that was going to be what was going on with Calvin Booth. And you know, heard a couple of little rumblings from some people that'll tell me things down there. But they were not going to renew his contract and just let him walk. So that one wasn't that big of a deal. The reason behind the Calvin Booth firing or going to let him walk was the disagreements about roster construction, playing time for young guys, development between him and Coach Michael Malone. So it really felt like, hey, it's one or the other. And thinking that Nikola Jokic is kind of Michael Malone's guy and vice versa with Michael Malone and Nikola Jokic, you thought, okay, well, he's going to be safe at least for a little while. And they'll give him a chance to go through another playoff run, maybe reset the roster and see what it looks like with Coach Malone. But guys, I was told that something went down between the two of them Sunday night after the Pacers loss. And it just got to a boiling point where inside the building, you were literally either Team Malone or Team Booth. And if you were the other around the other guy, well, they weren't going to talk to you or address you or have any kind of conversations with you, which is very immature. And you obviously cannot do business like that. So I feel a little bit for Coach Malone because a lot of this is, and he's admitted it, actually the clip's going viral about that Portland game a couple weeks ago, that no one listens to him. They don't play defense, and he wants to be sold as a defensive-minded coach. So I think with what Malone has said over the last couple of weeks and the actions of this team and then the disagreements between he and Calvin Booth and neither of the men being able to just go and have a grown-up conversation about how they make it work, they both were battling, and then they both lost.
Josh, I think we know that there's probably a 4 or 5 list long of players in this league that if the coach is fired at this point of the season, it's like the number one topic on every show of like debate this player, how he got his coach fired. And so we were talking about this earlier, how Jokic kind of is able to escape some of that narrative stuff just because he's not as talkative or loud or front facing of the league as some other players. I'm curious, you say that's Jokic's guy. Mike Malone and Jokic have this partnership. I'd imagine the Kroenkes aren't doing this without presenting this to Jokic. And so maybe just your general thoughts of where Jokic sits kind of in some of that, because Mike Malone being fired is shocking, and how you kind of view that relationship maybe if he was okay signing off on that firing.
He was definitely addressed before it became public, before they even had sent the request for Michael Malone to come in to talk with Josh Kroenke and ownership group before they were going on a road trip. They got a basketball game tonight. So, he was in the loop. He was told about it. I'm not sure that it was a, hey, are you okay with, or we're just letting you know as employee and star player and MVP of the basketball team. And I think Nikola, I mean, we've seen him frustrated more this year than I've ever seen Nikola. And I've heard things from Nikola that I've never heard from Nikola before. They started rough this season, and one of his quotes was, "In my country, we take people's pay away when they don't play well or perform well." And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And then the other night, him and Christian Brown were kind of getting into a little mini argument, and Nikola was asked about it. And his answer, I'm going to give you the direct quote because I can't get it out of my head, was, "I'm never mad at Christian. He plays hard," end quote. So like, okay, well, who are you mad at for not playing hard? And just the other things of, his signature shoe and leaning into the colorways and promoting that stuff. Like, I think this is the first year that Nikola Jokic has realized who the heck he is, which is a dominant basketball player, the Serbian basketball god is what I like to call him, and realizing how much power he has, how great he can be. And I think he actually realizes for the first time in his career, there is a window here for me to win multiple NBA championships, and I want to capitalize on that. And I'm willing, at any expense, to go out of my way to get those multiple championships. And I think if the coach, the general manager, is a casualty of that quest, I think Nikola Jokic is fine with it.
Oh, Dirt, that's awful news, because it sounds like America's corrupted now, Nikola Jokic. We finally have broken him and made him a normal American.
Very concerning for the rest of the league. Josh Dover, our guest, 104.3 The Fan there in Denver, at Joshua Dover on Twitter. I guess that this is an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyways. I'm just like, what do you think this does for the rest of the year for them? They've been so bad defensively. You mentioned Malone complaining that nobody would listen. Is a never been a head coach before going to get them to listen? And then you mentioned the Jokic stuff to me is fascinating. Like, we've never really had those murmurs with him of like, hey, is he going to want out or what's his future look like? But if he's growing frustrated, I don't really know what the moves that they make in terms of the pieces that they have that are hot commodities on the market and how you would go from, if there is an early exit, how do you get back to that point? So a two-parter, what do you think happens the rest of the year with an interim head coach? And then where is there a fear in the back of the mind? We went through this for a long time with Dame, but he never won a title here. Is this guy going to want out at some point?
With the Joker wanting out stuff, and actually his agent posted something on Instagram last night that's got everybody's antennas up here in Denver, that the next odds for him to be, which the Lakers are at the top of the list. I think that's the agent probably playing the game a little bit, and that's what they're supposed to do. I don't think that Nikola would ever, like, request a trade or ask out. And he's still under contract for a few years. So maybe if things don't get right or have light at the end of the tunnel, he doesn't renew. And does that mean he goes to another NBA team or just says, screw it, I'm going home to Serbia with my millions of dollars, leave me the hell alone? That might be the case, too. That might be the case even if they do win another championship, to be honest. So I don't think he's ever going to leave the Denver Nuggets. I know that they won't trade him. I absolutely know that they will not do that. So I don't think he wants to be that guy that's kind of bouncing around and chasing the championships. He said several times, now things can change, as you mentioned with Dame, that he wants to be a Nugget for life. They gave him the opportunity. His kids are from here. He's raising his family here. I think that stuff matters to him. But it not getting better and him just walking away. And by the way, let's keep an eye on what happens with this NBA Europe League. What if that's around in 3, 4, 5 years from right now? And he just decides to go and do that. So I don't think he'll ever be in another NBA uniform in America that's not the Denver Nuggets. Now, for what's next, Josh Kroenke tried to sell it yesterday that there's still juice in this roster. There's still life in this roster. And that's what Josh Kroenke's supposed to say, right? He's got tickets to sell, beers to sell, and hot dogs to sell. But there's no juice. It's over. It's a wrap. This roster is cooked. It needs to be reset. It needs to be revamped. Michael Porter Jr. or Jamal Murray or both have to be traded. They need to get a general manager in here that's on the same page as the coach that is going to be a part of the hiring process with the coach so that they're all on the same page about the healthy balance between development and chasing championships, because that's what we learned with Calvin Booth. He thought for some reason you could do both. I don't think that's possible in sports. But he did, and now he's fired, and I'm going to go talk about him being fired on the radio today.
We're a little against it, so I hate to ask you this question with not much time to be able to answer it. You've got a Trailblazer ball boy now as your head coach. We know the name well out here in the Pacific Northwest. Did not end well for him coaching high school for certain reasons, but he got into the NBA, and he's been highly thought of as an assistant in the league. David Adelman is now going to lead them in the playoffs. Where is the excitement / confidence about David Adelman to weather the storm?
I mean, look, I'll be brutally honest for a second. Zero excitement. Zero excitement. I mean, it sounds disrespectful to David Adelman, but I'm trying not to be. He's just not the sexy name or hire that might be there. Now, there's trust within the fan base, and there's certainly trust within the organization, which is why Josh Kroenke gave him the power, and the players trust him. But I wonder, I mean, this thing was so broken, guys. Like, it's still, he's a Malone guy. And then what does that mean still in the building? What does that mean for the guys that aren't Malone guys on the roster, like a Peyton Watson, who's going to have to play a big role? So I think it's a good opportunity for him. I do believe David Adelman will be a head coach in this league at some point. I do not believe it's going to be with the Denver Nuggets.
Interesting. Josh Dover, great stuff from him. 104.3 The Fan over in Denver, denversports.com, at Joshua Dover on Twitter. I'm sure it's a busy and entertaining day for your station and your listeners. We'll see how the playoff run goes, and hopefully we can do this again soon. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I always appreciate you having me.